Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you look at the ground at your local playground, it may be covered in a thick layer of mulch or rubber in an effort to keep kids from getting hurt if they fall. But our next guest and a growing group of play specialists say playgrounds should be a little riskier. Rebecca Faulkner is Executive Director of Playground NYC, a nonprofit focused on play in urban settings. Welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy. I'm glad to be here.
Well, and I'm sure that there are parents listening whose first reaction might be, I don't want my kid to get hurt, but you say that play should involve the risk of getting hurt.
Well, to qualify that, I think that play should definitely involve risk, not necessarily the risk of getting hurt, but the risk of making your own decisions in a play environment that you've designed yourself as a child. Now, that sounds wonderful to me. So our playgrounds are staffed by trained play workers who risk assess the playgrounds. But that's so that the kids can really have a unique opportunity to evaluate the environment that they're playing in and to figure out how to take risks.
Well, and what do you think about those rubbery surfaces that we see so often?
Well, that's been, unfortunately, the way that many fixed, rooted, conventional playgrounds are going is to install spongy, soft surface playground covering with the assumption that kids won't hurt themselves if they fall. And unfortunately, as we know, they can still hurt themselves. What the spongy surface playgrounds don't do is teach kids that there is a consequence to falling and they won't learn anything from it. So as opposed to risk assessing their own behavior, making sure that the tree branch can hold them, the spongy surface really just teaches them that the ground is soft, which of course it's not.
Exactly. I have to think of the two stupidest things I ever did on a playground as a kid. And one of them was, and I'm sure it was the time of the Olympics, and I was watching these people, you know, swing around on bars, and there was a metal bar that was up high on a playground. And I thought that if I swung, you know, fast enough back and forth, I could go around it. And I ended up falling on the ground and, you know, the wind got knocked out of me. And then the other thing was, I remember I was in a hotel room once and I thought that I could slide from the top bunk of a bunk bed onto the bed that was next to it. And in fact, I fell down onto the floor in the middle, but I never did
that
again.
Right.
You learn your lesson.
No, and that's not, you learn a lesson. And also the second story isn't even on a playground. It can happen
exactly.
In your own home. So one of the things that we have noticed is that kids are really good at risk assessing their own behavior. The reason that they have accidents sometimes is because there's a lot of adults around who are very cautious and nervous and keep telling them to be careful and watch out. And if you remove that component and you instead have trained play workers who are specially trained to support kids in their play and to not intervene all the time, then kids are more likely to take risks, but guided risks where they don't wind up hurting themselves. And that's one of the reasons that we introduce risk into our playgrounds, risks such as tools in our New York City playground, is to give kids the opportunity to explore and to take those risks in a hazard-free environment.
Well, and when you talk about tools on a playground, what does that mean?
We have a tool shed in New York City on our adventure playground, and it is stocked with hammers and nails and saws and all kinds of other great stuff for building, because so many kids today do not have the opportunity to use tools. Many kids don't even know how to make their own sandwiches, as they're not allowed to use a knife. Mm. And so we feel that they can use a hammer and a saw and build and actually take huge pride in building a fort or any other structure that they choose to build themselves.
How do parents typically react?
Well, one of the decisions we made when we opened our adventure playground 5 years ago on Governor's Island is that parents are not allowed into the playground. So they sign a waiver and the parents can sit back and relax while their kids play inside the playground. And we did that in part because we wanted to limit the amount of intervention and adulteration, as we call it, of play, and so that the kids could play freely and make their own decisions.
Do you think that given the fact that there's clearly been a movement toward safer playgrounds and these rubber surfaces for kids to fall on, that you will be able to turn the tide and get it so that there's more risk in a playground environment?
Yes, and I think actually the tide has been turning for a while. More and more communities are realizing across the United States that adventure playgrounds, loose parts, materials playgrounds are actually greener, less expensive to build. And I think the crucial shift is with parents who tell us all the time this is their kids' favorite place to play because this is the only kind of environment that exists like this in New York City.
That is Rebecca Faulkner, who's executive director of Playground NYC. Rebecca, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
So are playgrounds too safe? Your thoughts at hereandnow.org.